Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
February 7, 1912 America, New York, the people fighting price rises by trying to buy nothing. A surge of interest in buy nothing groups is a sign buyers are hunting for new ways to avoid inflation. February 7, 1908 America, New York, prepayment energy customers feeling the strain. Pay-as-you-go customers will typically pay £708 more a year for their energy. February 7, 1907 America, New York, fined 22 times for parking outside my own home. Plans to crack down on private parking firms are long overdue, motorists tell the BBC. February 7, 1906 America, New York, porn sites will be legally required to verify users' age. Under new rules, users may be asked to prove they own a credit card or confirm their age via a third-party service. February 7, 1903 America, New York, UK consumer spending growth slows as rising living costs bite. Increase in consumer card use falls to its lowest level since last April, data shows. February 7, 1900 America, New York, Bitcoin flags risk on sentiment into Asia-Pacific trading after Nasdaq falls. Bitcoin moved to its highest level since early January overnight while Wall Street stocks fell into the New York closing bell. A light economic calendar today may leave prevailing risk trends unch. February 7, 1832 America, New York, the Canadian Freedom Convoy. So much of Canadian identity is wrapped up in being nice that it may be hard for Canadians and their leaders to fathom that they could lose control of their capital city. February 7, 1811 America, New York, town called itself a big cat habitat to block housing, then reversed course. A Silicon Valley town declared itself a mountain lion habitat to forestall duplexes on small lots. Facing ridicule and the threat of legal action, officials backed down. Riders in Woodside, Calif. February 7, 1805 America, New York, investors gobble up dividend stocks during market turbulence. The shift toward dividend-paying stocks is a bid for protection against a slowing economy and rising interest rates. February 7, 1800 America, New York, New Zealand dollar, NZD, USD outlook tied to February opening range. NZD, USD may stage a larger recovery over the coming days if the exchange rate manages to clear the opening range for February. February 7, 1735 America, New York, US and Japan reach deal to roll back Trump-era steel tariffs. Agreement counters anti-competitive actions by China, White House says. February 7, 1718 America, New York, Peter Thiel to step down from Facebook parent Meta's board. The multibillionaire investor plans to focus his efforts on electing Republicans who support former President Donald Trump's agenda in 2022 races, according to a person familiar with the matter. February 7, 1711 America, New York, the US and Japan strike a deal to roll back Trump-era steel tariffs. The agreement will transform a current 25% tariff into a so-called tariff rate quota, exempting up to 1.25 million metric tons of Japanese steel, the Nippon Steel Corp. February 7, 1636 America, New York, The Matrix Resurrections producers file lawsuit over how the film was released. The suit by Village Roadshow claims Warner Brothers rushed the release of the movie to help boost HBO Max subscriptions, a revenue stream Village Roadshow doesn't share in. The Matrix Resurrections earned only $37 million at the domestic box office, the lowest result of any of the films in the Matrix series. February 7, 1630 America, New York, S&P 500 retreats as bullish sentiment fades ahead of key U.S. inflation data. The S&P 500 bounced between gains and losses for most of the day, but selling pressure accelerated in late trading, pushing the index below the 4,500 level amid fading buying interest. February 7, 1622 America, New York, producer of The Matrix Resurrection sues Warner Brothers over how the film was released. The suit by Village Roadshow claims Warner Brothers rushed the release of the movie to help boost HBO Max subscriptions, a revenue stream Village Roadshow doesn't share in. The Matrix Resurrections earned only $37 million at the domestic box office, the lowest result of any of the films in the Matrix series. February 7, 1615 America, New York, Peter Thiel to step down from Meta's board. The tech billionaire, who has been on the board of the company formerly known as Facebook since 2005, is backing numerous politicians in the midterm elections. Peter Thiel, a venture capitalist and Meta board member, spoke at the Republican National Convention in July 2016. February 7, 1500 America, New York, USD, JPY post-NFP rally stalls ahead of U.S. inflation report. USD, JPY may consolidate ahead of the update to the Consumer Price Index, CPI, as the exchange rate tracks the January range. February 7, 1446 America, New York, teaching the Odyssey in economics. The story of how I became an economist is its own Odyssey. I started college as an English major, intending to hone my creative writing skills, and hopefully to drop out after I wrote the first book of an extremely long, best-selling fantasy epic. February 7, 1446 America, New York, Professor Gordon Tullock, a personal remembrance on his centennial. A revised and extended version of a tribute to Gordon Tullock published as Professor Gordon Tullock, A Personal Remembrance, by Richard B. McKenzie. Library of Economics and Liberty, December 1, 2014. February 7, 1444 America, New York, Sociological Man. Individuals feel their way toward those situations in which, through the local combination of ingredients making an interaction ritual happen, the emotional energy payoff is the highest. February 7, 1428 America, New York, Lagarde signals, gradual, shift in ECB policy to tackle record inflation. ECB president says, real chance, rate will stabilize at 2% target. February 7, 1423 America, New York, Jim O'Neill slams UK government's economic policy. Ex-Treasury minister says level of interest rates, ridiculous, calling for greater investment and, massive, devolution. February 7, 1353 America, New York, CNN anchors press for details on Jeff Zucker's resignation. Warner Media CEO Jason Kilar fielded pointed questions from New York staff about the abrupt departure of the network's president.